Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Yeah, yeah.
Gonna build me a daydream.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry.
And we're here to present Insure Your Success, brought to you by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, a show dedicated to all of us that have a dream. The entrepreneur trying to start a business, the athlete trying to break a record or maybe make a team. How about that motivated person trying to lose 10 or 15 pounds? The student looking for A's, or maybe you looking for Mr. or Ms. Right? Success, friends, all you need is to understand the science of success. Success principles that, when applied and utilized, help you reach your goal. Our success principle of the day is organized individual initiative. And our guest, our special guest, very excited, is to have Ray Zarodka, Director of Sales from New Horizons Computer Learning Centers. Ray, welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you both for having me.
Say hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Ray, is it exciting today, the kickoff of the Green Bay Packers? I think the NFL started last Thursday, right? Was that the first game?
It was.
Of the regular season?
It was.
Today is the regular start of this the regular season of the Green Bay Packers, the Minnesota Vikings. It's a glorious day in the St. Croix Valley, isn't it?
It is a beautiful day.
It's just a beautiful day. And, you know, it's interesting. We're talking about organized individual initiative. And where do you see it more than in the NFL?
It's true.
Now, Ray, I think I hear that sound. Listen to it again, Ray. Ray, that is the sound of the great Vince Lombardi quote time. And today's Vince Lombardi quote is, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." Heavy duty, huh?
You gotta let that sink in a little bit.
The measure. Well, what you're saying is we should do it again?
One more time.
The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have. I mean, think about what the Vikings have done with what they've had.
Wow.
That one hurt, didn't it?
Kind of. A little low.
Ray, I got another little add-on to that Vince Lombardi quote. Vince didn't say it, so we're not going to use his music. We're not using that right now. So, Vince, what it is success depends on what you want, not what you know. Everybody thinks they got to know everything. No, you got to want something really bad. You got to want that Super Bowl trophy. Am I correct, sir?
It's true. When you want something bad enough and put the work into it, you'll definitely get the results.
Now, let me talk about Ray Zarodka for a minute. Ray, we've known each other since about 1994, 1995. In fact, it was your dad that gave me my first contract so that I could start the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency.
So that's who we can blame.
But seriously, Ray, we've known each other for 20 years. You've watched my agency grow from an idea to a stable, strong business. I've shared you growing from a teenager to where you are now, a husband, a father. But I also know you as a person that is self-directed, self-driven, and today you're now the Director of Sales for New Horizon Computer Center. Ray, welcome to our show. We're excited to have you here.
Yes, thank you so much.
Ray, the principle of success that we're talking about today, and just to kind of give the success friends, most of you know, but just a little reminder, I've been a student of Napoleon Hill and Andrew Carnegie, their success principles for these many 20, 30 years. And that is where we come up with a lot of these principles we're talking about. I'm reading a book called How to Increase Your Salary, which I just love. But today's organized individual initiative is defined by action one engages in response to your own motives and desires. Put another way, Ray, it's if it's to be, it's up to me. Or if you want something done right, you need to do it yourself. Have you ever heard of that one?
It's, you know, my mom and dad probably both said that to me when they asked me to cut the grass back in the day. So, yes, I have heard that several times.
Yes, your dad reminded me that he told you that a number of times.
Right.
But, you know, the interesting thing about this is a little bit ago, an article came out about the work environment of Amazon. Did you see any of that?
I followed it a little bit, yes.
Right. Everybody was complaining about how difficult it is to work there.
Right.
What the problem is, from what I gather, you can correct me, was that they micromanage you. Is that?
Yeah, it seemed as there was always somebody looking over their shoulder and monitoring everything from time clocks to breaks and everything in between. So it was definitely
a very difficult challenge.
Top down, you got it.
Right. I personally have had issues with being micromanaged. I mean, that's just who I am. I had problems in school. I remember, Ray, 1 year where I had 13 different jobs.
Well, you also were drinking quite a bit back then too, Tom.
Jerry, that's absolutely correct. But, you know, part of my drinking was to the fact that I was a frustrated person and I did not find a lot of meaning in my life until I became self-directed. How have you, Ray? I mean, I find you're the same way. I think people want to pigeonhole you, get you to do it their way when they would start realizing that you let them do it your way. How much more can you do? Talk to me about organized initiative, what we're talking about.
You
here.
Bet. I think you've run into folks that are set in older ways,
okay,
where they feel something should be done a certain way, even though the results may not be there.
Gotcha.
And really it is, you take what you've done well over the course of years, decades, and you know what works and you know how to switch to the ever-changing piece, and it is really tough when they're trying to micromanage everything you do in old ways when things have changed.
The way they did it 20 years ago.
Correct.
Worked for me then, why aren't you doing it that way now?
You got it.
One of the things I hear you saying then is that for a company to really thrive, although look at Amazon, I mean, it's grown and it does work that way, what does a person do when they find themselves in that situation?
I mean,
I quit my job.
All 13 of them, right?
Yeah, all 13.
Right. I think it's a couple different pieces. I know you have the Vince Lombardi quotes and being able to want it and put your foot forward and going after it. People can micromanage to a point, but when you know what you're doing is right and you want to succeed and keep working through it, it makes a very large difference. And you'll see that in all aspects, not only life. If we go into a sales aspect there, you'll really drive numbers.
And obviously, being the director of sales, you have salesmen working under you.
I do.
How are you a micromanager? What's your kind of style? What do you find that works?
I feel that we hire these great folks for a reason,
okay,
to come in and do a wonderful job.
Gotcha.
And if we give them the tools they need to succeed right off the bat and are coaching and training instead of monitoring and telling them what to do every single aspect of their life,
right,
you don't have to micromanage.
You don't. Very good.
You're coaching them to do the right things and have the right habits, and then you just let them do what
and
they're
good
at.
And you found yourself, when I'm not micromanaged, when I am allowed to work with my own organized individual initiative, I will do more for someone than if I'm doing only allowed to do what they tell me to do.
You got it. You're helping instead of hindering.
I think one of the keys here is we talk about individual initiative, but I do think one of the keys is the word organized. What's your thoughts on that?
An organized chaos?
Well, I think sometimes organized chaos is better than chaos, right?
Correct.
Because at least you have some idea what you're going on. And Ray, you know, and excuse me, success friends. You know, I just love my success friends. They're very patient with me. I want to let them know a little bit about your company.
Sure.
And we're going to talk more about it in the second half of the show here. But it is New Horizons Computer Learning Centers, and it's New Horizon, that's with a plural, newhorizonsmn.com if they want to find more out about you, right?
Absolutely.
And if they want to buy your products, they can call you directly
sure.
at the 651-900-7209.
That'll ring right to the desk, absolutely.
Okay, so it's going to ring to the desk, but he won't be there to answer it. Jerry, you know what you're talking about. No.
He's not wrong.
You call Ray, he will definitely answer you.
He
goes the extra mile. He believes in individual initiative, even if I can't say it, and he will take care of you. Now, Ray, one of the things I know that you've told me you love, at the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, we're sponsoring this show, Ensure Your Success. The T-shirt looks fabulous on you, Ray. But what you can do, and it's a little gift from the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agents to all of our success friends. It's free. You just go to GPS, the number 4, success, and you get sign up for what we call lemon drops, which are little nuggets of wisdom that you allow to melt in your mind all day long. It's free from the insurance agency. And if you want to find out a little bit more about New Horizons, you can also go to Fierce Choice. Hey, get a pencil and paper. We got a lot of writing to do. A lot of addresses to put down here.
Right, a lot of homework today.
But, you know, we're in a good mood, you know, right? I mean, the football season started. What? Of course we want to do all this.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, when Green Bay has a layup like the Chicago Bears the first
right.
game over.
Life is good.
I mean, life is good.
Yes. You know, Ray, and when do we have that Packer-Viking game? That's coming out. Okay, we're a late season this year, not until the end of November, our first meeting, huh?
Yeah, I think November 22nd there, it should be a sunny 12 or so degrees
nice.
Outside there, which
very
both
nice.
Teams are getting
but
used
Vikings
to.
But the Vikings are used to it now.
Right, that's what we're going to go with.
For one more year.
Right.
Okay, Ray, back to our discussion about individual initiative. Ray, as one thing I have found in the insurance business, I get to work with a lot of people that have their own business. And what I found is that successes like yourself have struggled at times. How did organized individual initiative help you in the tough times?
It's crazy when you look at the whole piece of being organized and really driving yourself to succeed. You know, where does it start? We have so many different things technology-wise to keep you organized.
Right.
As one
right.
that when you started reading that book in the 1930s that you're going off of. Yep, got one. I even got the snare.
You're talking about Jerry, right? Okay.
Correct. But really, you know, driving everything down, you know, having yourself a goal, having yourself a plan, staying organized and staying to that plan, whether it be a goal for the individual day, whether it be for the week, the month, a year, you know, you hear
a lifetime.
A lifetime, right.
Yep.
You know, setting those short and long-term goals,
yep.
staying organized and staying the course of those goals is how you succeed through that.
We call it a defined obsession.
I like it.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. My defined obsession was to win the lottery. That one didn't work too well. We went to work, right? But Ray, I do think you're absolutely right. Part of the individual initiative is you setting your goal. It doesn't work when someone tells you what to do. It's when the real initiative, the real success. These NFL players didn't get to the NFL just because somebody told them they were good.
Right.
They had to work. They had to set goals. They had to work. You know, I mean, one of the problems with individual initiative is work is also included in it.
Yeah, and the work that they do, and you find in your own success there, the work that goes into the weight training, the running, year-long. Some of them take off a couple weeks to go out with their family, and they're back working out. And in our lives, it's, not as intense, but...
Maybe more intense, though, Ray. I think what you do as an individual person out there on your own 365 days a year, if you don't get up, it ain't happening.
That's true.
If it's to be, it's up to me, right? And, I mean, that is the one thing that I... That's why I love the small entrepreneur. Because, and Ray, I got to take a break here real quickly, but that's why I love the small entrepreneur, because if we don't do it, it doesn't get done.
That's absolutely right. There's only, right? You're the only one on that team.
And I know me and I know you, we weren't born with silver spoons in our mouth.
That's true.
Mine was a little bit rusty. I know that, right? But Ray, I got to take a little break. We're going to come back on the second half here. We're going to talk about New Horizons. We're running a little bit late here. But Ray, thank you so much for your time for a minute. We're going to come back in just a minute.
Perfect. Thank you.
Success, friends, when it comes to insurance, you have a choice. And your fierce choice is the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. Whether you need auto, home, life, or health insurance, or maybe even commercial insurance, your choice is clear. The Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. We provide you with the best products, the best prices, and we've done it for over 30 years. We treat you the way you want to be treated. We call it Blue Ribbon Service. Yes, you have a choice, but your fierce choice for insurance is the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. Jerry, any thoughts?
Yeah, slow down. It's scary out there.
Ray, we're back. I'm with Ray Zarotka. Success, friends, thank you for sticking around. We've had a wonderful day in the NFL today. I'm with my good friend, Ray Zarotka, Director of Sales at New Horizons Computer Learning Centers. And, Ray, they can find you on the web at newhorizonsmn.com, and that's Horizons with an S. It is plural. And they can call you at 651-900-7209. Ray, tell us a little bit, if you will, about New Horizons.
So a little background about New Horizons. I've actually been in business for 30 years. We are a woman-owned company. We're actually the only New Horizons in Minnesota.
Okay.
We have 300 locations worldwide, though, so no matter where you are, we have training.
Where did they originally start?
Originally started in...
Okay, we're gonna have to delete that one, huh?
Well, actually, they've got Seattle was one of the main ones, and Atlanta was one of the main ones. So they're kind of all over. Ours is individually owned,
but they've been doing it for 30 years.
Over 30 years.
Okay, keep going. Tell us about it. I mean, how 30 years ago? What was obviously what New Horizon was doing 30 years ago is a little different than what they're doing today.
Absolutely, we taught you how to play a little. Green screen video games back in the day, I think about 30 years ago, some Oregon Trail was probably pretty popular. Now we train, we're a Microsoft, Platinum Microsoft certification location, so your Word, Excel, PowerPoint, do all the certifications, higher end, your...
So are they working with like the 365 product now too?
Just starting, those are coming out in about 2 months. Your CompTIA, Cisco, we're a VMware Platinum training facility. So we've got...
they teach people about the cloud. I've heard about the cloud out there, Ray. Me and Jerry aren't too sure about the cloud.
The cloud and big data.
Hey, I've never had a cloudy day. Stay as sweet as you are.
Sorry about that, Ray. Keep going.
But we do train on multiple aspects and in many different ways, too. So we all learn differently, obviously.
Right.
We do instructor-led training where you'd have an instructor right in front of you, kind of take you back to your school days.
Okay.
For Jerry, that was a lot longer than most of us.
Right, and for me, that's not going to work. But
right.
We have other options.
We do have
that's
other options. We have our online live, if you'd like to take it your computer. That does have a live instructor on the other end as well.
Okay.
So you can go through everything as if you were were in the classroom from the comfort of your own home, office, studio, you name
so,
it.
So, Ray, here I am. I'm a small insurance agency. You know, I remember back in when I was first getting started back in 85, 87, whatever, the early 90s, my goal was to build a business without a computer. I didn't think that thing was going to work.
Right.
Right? So here I am today. I have more computers now than I know what to do with, but you just have to have them or you cannot run a business realistically.
True.
But if I'm just a small office, does New Horizons have a place for me?
Absolutely. Everywhere from individuals. Okay. We have folks that are trying to re-enter the work force, which we help get more suited for their role. We talked about setting up a plan earlier and initiative and staying organized. Great way to do it by getting yourself some added ammo, if you will, going back into the workforce. We help our veterans and our heroes coming back to get them more certifications.
More training.
You got it. Training, certifications, getting into other aspects.
Certification is a word I'm hearing you use a lot. What's that connotate for us?
In the business world, having a certification.
Oh, that's why I don't know what it's about, right?
One of those 13 jobs that you let go in the past probably needed a certification.
Help, Mr. Wizard.
But individuals to small businesses such as yours, being able to send your group to a wonderful Excel training so they're able to save time and money throughout the day and help them not worry so much.
For me, I don't understand Excel. I could call you guys up and say, hey, can you teach me this? You can train me on how to use it.
Absolutely. You can come into our remodeled facility. You could do
where,
it
where
online.
Where is your facility located?
We're located right in Egan off
Egan.
Dodd Road.
Okay.
Yep.
The new home of the Minnesota Vikings, I hear.
Soon, yeah, their new training facility. Okay. They just
maybe you guys will be able to do some training over there, right, for the Vikings.
Some of them may need it.
Some say they need it. boy, we're good, aren't we? No, that's very interesting, Ray. I'm getting off track here a little bit, but I understand. So what you're saying is individually all the way up to big corporations?
Large corporations, absolutely. We can do custom on-sites where we go to them or they can come to us. And really it's just to make the workforce and yourself more well-rounded and suited for
it. And it's just it's products that we're using every day. How much more effective can we be, correct?
Absolutely. Save yourself time so you can go do those important things that you need to every day.
Now, I know I'm in an industry that is focused on Microsoft-type products.
Yep.
But I'm taking it from what you say is you train on a lot of different products besides just Microsoft. Is that right? Or
yep. We're a Microsoft Platinum partner, so we definitely train on all the Microsoft stuff. But yes.
Outlook?
Oh, yeah. You'd be surprised on how we underutilize Outlook on a day-to-day basis and what we can do to stay
Now, Ray, and I'm going to get some free advice here, success friends, and you can benefit from this, right?
Absolutely.
Now, Ray, I'm in the insurance business. We can't get rid of any of our communications. All right? That's just the way the law is. They want us to, we got to keep this stuff in case we did something wrong.
Right.
Okay? I have an Outlook folder of somewhere in the neighborhood of 8,000 emails. It's a little big, right?
It's a little, yes.
I better call New Horizons up, huh?
Right. We can figure out ways to better keep track of all that stuff or maybe put it into the Excel spreadsheets and have you all.
So there's options for me.
Hey, we could help you.
I lose sleep at night with that one at times.
I believe that.
Yeah. You know, it's challenging. So Outlook's a big one, though.
Outlook, Excel actually is our number one training. Yep.
I can understand
that.
So
we have a lot of folks coming in for Excel. Windows, obviously, the 365 is really
starting to pick up steam. Now, I'm assuming you're going to be training on Windows 10?
We are. That's about a month out before those classes
come. So they're already getting prepped to do that?
They are getting ready.
Okay. I'm loving it. What else do you work with?
So a lot of the Microsoft stuff, your CompTIA.
What is CompTIA? I don't know. I mean, I'm just being...
Different security systems.
Okay.
Platforms. Right. Your VMware. Yep. We were the VMware Training Center of the Year last year.
In Minnesota.
Yes.
Very nice. Congratulations.
And then we have a lot of folks when they start looking at training. It really depends on the person facilitating the training. We have a top 10 ranked in the nation trainer that trains on these products here locally. So
knows more than he ever needs to.
It is weird on how much he knows.
He's forgotten more than Jerry will ever know. Good chance on that, right?
Very good chance.
All right, Ray, that's interesting stuff. Again, if you want to get some computer training, if you need to get some computer training, and I'm sure there's a lot of things available for clients, they can go right to the newhorizonsmn.com. I'm assuming that talks a lot about what's available.
It does go through all the courses. Also, for listening to your show, we set up a special promotion just for your listeners. So
listen,
for your
listen
friends.
To this success, friends.
Right.
You not only get a lemon drop, you get a special promotion.
Right.
From, go ahead.
By going on to newhorizonsmn.com or giving me a call, bringing up code RADIO2015.
Radio 2015.
You got it. We'll save you 15%. On your total bill. Also, if you're taking some, we have some special promotions that are even deeper discounts for your listeners with that as well. So they will get the opportunity to try us out.
So if you want to learn about New Horizons,
yep,
make sure that they tell you or whoever they're talking to that they heard about us here on KLBB Radio. Ensure your success.
You got it.
And success, friends, you can also go to Fierce Choice. We're going to be highlighting, they'll be our highlighting New Horizons this week. So you can go there and find out a little bit more. You can go to a link from there. But, what we're talking about is success. We're talking about self-improvement, right?
Absolutely. Making yourself more well-rounded and really setting yourself up to succeed and move to the next level.
And don't wait for somebody else to tell you to take this course. Use some self-initiative, huh? Organize self-initiative.
Absolutely.
To improve your life a little bit.
Beat them to it.
Beat them to it.
You got it.
I like it. I mean, this is what success is about.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you can do something that they're not expecting you to do and suddenly you have the skills, now we have something we can work with.
Absolutely. And you feel more comfortable in what you're doing. And
right.
It's your world to take.
I like it. You know, Ray, I really want to thank you for coming in today. I appreciate your time. I'm learning something. I need to go and get some more computer skills. I got to figure out about this Outlook.
Right.
I can see that. I want to make all my clients feel good about everything being secured and where it needs to be. So we're going to look into that. But I learned something. I hope my success friends have learned something. I hope they give you a call, newhorizonsmn.com. And again, remember that this is brought to you by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. And just for listening, Ray, we do this just for listening. We give them a free lemon drop a day. All they have to do is go to GPS4success.com. And there's a lot of fun stuff on there, too. We got videos. We got motivational blogs. We've got pictures just to dream. Just to say, hey, what do I want to do with my life? I want to succeed. What do I got to do?
And I've used the lemon drops that you have.
Yes.
We have brought them up in our team meetings as well. So
I love it.
We talk about having fun and starting your day off on the right foot.
There we go.
Look for those lemon drops. They're gold.
Right. And we also give you a success slice at the end of the week to say, good job. Because, Ray, really, who's telling you you're doing a great job besides yourself? If you're not doing it, nobody is.
That's correct.
Right? Jerry doesn't even pat me on the back. But say, it's all the time we're having. I hope you have a successful week, success friends. We're going to see you. The next time we're going to see you is before the Seattle Seahawks game.
Good game.
I want to thank my producer, Jenna, for all her good work. And I want to remind everybody, FierceChoice.com is a place you can go to find more about the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. But with that, Ray, I think we're going to say goodbye.
All right.
Any last words from Jerry? Slow down. It's scary out there.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use
some exotic booze. There's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there,